The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
An economist, Professor Borgman, advocates drastic reduction in public sector waste of resources to enable government achieve second half revenue target for this year. Also, PricewaterhouseCoopers Ghana Boards questions the relevance of proposed fiscal council by government to check budget overruns. And in this bulletin, taxes paid by MTN up by more than 40% to reach almost 4 billion cedis for half year. I'll be doing this and some other stories in the next 10 minutes. Stay tuned. Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General as it introduces collision insurance, Imperial General Solid Protection. I am James Ishan. Let's settle for the details. First off, economist Professor Godfred Borgman is advocating a drastic policy shift that will help reduce waste of resources in the public sector if governments want to achieve its second half revenue target. He's of the view that the country may continue to struggle with spending on critical sectors of the economy if efforts are not directed at cutting down procurement breaches. Professor Borg maintained that it's important to pursue such prudent fiscal policies to also reduce corruption.
We have been spending, but the spending has not generated growth. You know why? It's inefficiency. A more diplomatic way of describing corruption. Let me give you the data from the Auditor General's report, compiled also by ASEP and Imani. Between 2012 and 2021, approximately 80% of big ticket government procurement did not go through competitive tendering. They were done through restricted and sole source. So the point that I'm making is that expenditure efficiency is where we need to focus more of our attention.
And that was economist Professor Godfred Borgman there speaking. Now to some other stories. Some oil firms are reducing prices of petroleum products at the pumps from this morning. The latest is Shell, which is selling a litre of petrol at 14 cedis, 87 pesos, and diesel is going for 14 cedis, 92 pesos. Market leader Goil this morning also announced about 4% drop in prices for petrol per litre and just under 1% for a litre of diesel. The reduction is in line with the significant reduction in the rate of the cedis depreciation against the dollar. Now, accounting and finance firm PwC Ghana has justified concerns raised about the relevance of establishing fiscal council to check budget overruns. It follows concerns that the council is needed not just to check the budget overruns, but also to deal with other economic challenges facing the economy. But country senior partner at PwC Ghana, Vesh Ashiabo, said the Financial Management Act has all it takes to deal with all these concerns.
Reforms, yes, we have all the
we have commitment from the president to the finance minister.
We have all of those things.
We can go and sleep, some will say.
All of those things are there. But, you know, what is important is implementation. Mm-hmm. And what is important, and the most difficult part, and this is not just a government thing, in mm-hmm. business, even at the personal level, mm-hmm. what is very difficult is to change your habits, mm-hmm. right? So you can have all the nice plans. I'm sure you probably made some New Year resolutions.
I did.
And I'm not sure whether you're on course.
I didn't even meet one of them.
Exactly. So that's a typical example. What we are saying is that rather than layer on new resolutions or new laws or new policy, with the ones that we have, if we can begin to implement them effectively, actually it's unfair for me to say begin because we have begun,
yeah.
but if we can enhance the implementation, then we stand a better chance of building the level of discipline, which can then generate confidence and then boost the economy and reduce the chances of us getting back into this situation. So that's basically all we're saying. So our view is that we don't necessarily need another set of laws.
You think the fiscal council is not needed? From what I saw in your report,
I think
it's needed now.
We believe that we have an act of parliament, and we have all the rules around public financial management. Those are good laws and regulations. If we implement them effectively, it will reap significant benefits for us. And we believe that's where we should start. But if we layer on another council or another law, it's nice, but where the foundation itself is not as strong as we would like it to be, maybe that's where we should put our focus for the time being. That's what we're saying.
I came from you that the challenge more is the commitment and the zeal to.
Vesha Shebo is a senior country partner at PwC Ghana. Now, taxes paid by MTN to government witnessed some significant increase for the first 6 months of this year. This was captured in its financial statement and ending June 2024. George Wanfi has more.
MTN's profit for the first 6 months of this year showed that it paid 3.9 billion Ghana cedis. This actually represents more than 44% jump from the 2.7 billion Ghana cedis that it paid in the same period for last year. According to the telecoms giant, this came from direct and indirect taxes that it paid to government from January to June this year. MTN Net Financials also added that it paid 289 million Ghana cedis in fees and levies, as well as other payments to several government agencies this year. These taxes, according to MTN, represent about 52% of its revenue posted for this year. These payments are coming at a time that concerns have been raised about whether MTN is paying the required taxes to the state, looking at the strong growth in earnings over the past years. Its half-year numbers show that revenue crossed 8 billion Ghana cedis, whilst profit before tax hit 3.3 billion Ghana cedis. Despite the challenging environment, MTN is optimistic that it would end the year on a good note, with revenue growing above 20% for next year.
And that was my colleague George Riafi there with that report. Now, you're still listening to the Joy Business Report and to some other stories. Lead expert on international credit ratings at the African Peer Review Mechanism, Dr. Meshack Mutize, has expressed concerns of the absence of Securities and Exchange Commission approval for most government instruments. He made these remarks at the launch of the APRM report in Accra.
Specific to Ghana, we have realized that the instruments that are issued by the government, they are not subject to approval of the Securities Exchange Commission. So what that does, in as much as it allows the government to issue instruments quite easily without any form of control, it automatically puts all the rating agencies out of the regulatory ambit of the Securities Exchange Commission, because for any rating agency that rates those instruments is not subject to regulation. So it is good on one side, but on the other side, which we think is a bigger picture, it is a disadvantage.
Dr. Meshack Mutize is a lead expert on international credit ratings at the African Peer Review Mechanism. Now, economics Dr. Ishmael Yamsen is pushing for the state pension trust net to be insulated from political influence to secure the scheme's future. It's coming on the back of moves by SNIT to sell their stake in some hotels and questionable investments made to the trust. Dr. Yamsen says SNIT would have been saved from some of these challenges if it's totally independent.
SNIT today is over-influenced by government, yeah. Right? Government has a majority on the board, if I'm not wrong, because yeah. I remember my days in the Chamber of Commerce, right? Yeah. Government and the right SNIT. And I have seen situations where SNIT has been ordered to go invest in rural housing, yeah. which definitely everybody knew would bring no return whatsoever. But only driven by politics. Yeah. So I'm saying, how do we manage a fund like this without political influence?
It needs to be cut off.
It needs to be cut off.
Be insulated
because
from these things.
If you begin to influence your commercial decision by politics, you can never make informed judgment that is the best interest of those who own it. And those who own you and I, your fund is there. It's what's in it. So if somebody is going to do politics, and every year, every 8 years or whatever, the CEO is a party member. True? Yes. So it's a party person appointed by government.
And that was economist Dr. Ishmael Yamsin there speaking. Now, before we go, in commemoration of Autism Awareness Month, the Let's Swing for Autism Play with Stephen Golf Tournament has partnered with CFAO Mobility to provide a brand new Mercedes-Benz C180 for the fifth edition of the tournament. Speaking to Joy Business at the launch of the event, marketing communication expert Stephen Onaivi stressed the need to foster acceptance of autism spectrum disorder in society without discrimination.
The event is a golf tournament, but golf tournament with a purpose. So what that means is that we're playing golf, the game we love, and we're giving back to the community. In this case, we're supporting autism, creating awareness for autism, and also supporting some autistic centers across the continent. So I think there's a philosophy about me. I do brand building initiatives, so I run an advertising agency. That's my job. And for me, the tournament is about bringing my experience, the job I love, which is marketing communications, and putting brands at the heart of it, connecting it with the game I love, which is golf, right? So where Mercedes-Benz comes to play is that there's a lot of global conversation around impact marketing.
Stephen Onaivi is the convener of the Stephen Golf Tournament. And that's all for the Joy Business Report with me, James Ishen. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General, as it introduces collision insurance, Imperial General Solid Protection. Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about shopping and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prize in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 Ghana cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point, or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 Ghana cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. Good afternoon.